Hey, thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the process of making an offer.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate Today, and we are on the radio with PacWest commercial real estate guru, Renee Nelson. Thanks for joining me, Renee.
Thanks, Marcia. Hey, I want to pick your brain. In the last show, we talked about the shortage of inventory, and we talked about when a house hits the market, you're going to call your client and say, we need to go look today. Then they need to probably talk to you right away about how they're going to make an offer. And I know a lot of buyers are really nervous about making an offer because they're like, oh, what if the house doesn't pan out? But you and I both know that there's that process of inspection and due diligence. Walk the listeners through that.
Okay, so first you see a property you want to buy. You've already done your homework that you can buy it if you choose to financially with a lender. So now you're looking at drafting an offer. In that offer, you're going to draft what conditions are going to have to be met before you continue and proceed to close of escrow. That's typical. And if you don't go outside of the boundaries of norms, you do have a due diligence process that gives you the time and space to exhale, take a look with the experts by your side as to what you're buying and make sure it's what you want to do.
All right, now you're talking my language. I hear easy exit if there's a problem with the property. So when you order a full house inspection, in my experience, they look at everything. They look at the plumbing. They look at the electrical panel to make sure it's up to date. They crawl under the house if it has a crawl space. What are some of the things that you've seen that a whole house inspector catches, for lack of better words, for a buyer that would give them peace of mind?
Well, buyer's going to look at the location. The inspector's not going to so much. Make sure that they protect their resale by talking to their realtor about that. They're also looking at what they'll be able to do with it for their lifestyle and for their needs and their wants and their wish and their hopes. So all of that is in the showing, and then the offer's written. And once it's written in your pending sale, you want to make sure you're not buying a lemon, as they say. Buying a lemon could be you open up the electrical panel, find out it's a Zinsco panel, which could be federally recalled depending on when it was put in place. So you've got to take a look at that and make sure that you're having someone that knows this better than you on site looking at the property.
Amen to that. And if something comes up, I have experienced that when my clients decide, ooh, here's a hiccup, here's a problem with the property, the seller is not going to want to participate, we want to back out, we just terminate if we're within our due diligence time period and they get the earnest money deposit back. True?
That's right. The only person that you're going to have to still pay is the inspector themselves, which is totally worth the money to understand what you're buying.
I love you, Marcia. You're so brilliant. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson, PacWest Commercial Real Estate.
Have a fantastic evening.